Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. On Wednesdays, every other day we'll start at 10 a.m., but on Wednesdays we'll start a half hour early to kind of warm things up and get it going for the boys from 10 to 11. So every day, every Wednesday, 10 to 11, you can catch Ira and Clay Ferrar from Channel 10 doing Inside the Paint exclusively right here on the Big O Radio Show. And then next week, Ira will be joining us for our Acura Pembroke Pines Miami Heat Reports. That'll be twice a week. And then obviously we got free agency next week, Ira. So
it's good. You know what? Oh, it's going to be insane because it starts Monday at 6 p.m. And honestly, by the end of the week, you know, the 6th on Friday is the first day you could sign players. But you know how this game works. No one waits to the end. Everything gets done early. It's all official. What will be fascinating when you and I talk, and I'm looking forward to this next Friday, that will be the first day, the opening hour that Jimmy Butler is eligible for his four-year, $188 million extension. And I'll get more into that with Clay tomorrow and with you next week about whether the Heat can afford to do it or honestly, whether the Heat can afford not to do it. And it's something you and I will pick up on next week also is, oh, you've seen petulant Jimmy Butler. Before Jimmy came to the Heat and you were talking about him as an outsider, you saw his act with Fred Hoiberg in Chicago. You saw the Rachel Nichols interview and the practice over there in Minnesota, how it ended. And even in Philadelphia alongside Ben Simmons and sort of the antipathy there. So I think it's going to be something really important for Heat fans. And I'm writing a column about that for SunSentinel.com for tomorrow is, on one hand, can you afford to give Jimmy Butler a contract that will pay him nearly $50 million when he's 36 years old? Or can you afford not to give him that contract and lose him when he's 32, 33, and 34 years old? So it is interesting. You know, we're parents. We know what the petulant child can look like. And we also know what the satisfied, eager, and contributing child can look like. Don't want to sort of compare him to a child there. But I'm saying I think that's going to be as much as who the Heat get. I think that extension will be one of the really big storylines next week as well.